Food for Me, an integrated analysis of opportunities and challenges for personalised nutrition. Food for Me is a university-led, EU-funded research project investigating all aspects of the exciting field of personalised nutrition. Considering the scientific, business, ethical and legal issues involved, Food for Me will answer the question, is it possible to design a better, healthier and more individual diet? One part of the project is research into potential business models for personalised nutrition. We spoke to Joe Goossens from the company Biosense, who's leading this work. Joe, can you tell us about yourself and how you're involved in the Food for Me project?
I'm actually in the project with my own company, Biosense, which is a consultancy company dealing with the agri-food chain. Everything that moves from agriculture to food is what is of interest. Who are the players? What are the business models? What are the strategies? And what we do is providing players, organizations in this field with views about the future, strategies, business models, development, helping them basically to design themselves better for the future. Getting involved in Food for Me was kind of a natural thing. We've been working quite a lot in the nutrition and health field over the last 10 years. I think our work with regard to scenario planning, the nutrition and health 2020 scenarios, was well known to Mike. And I think Mike thought this was a good piece of background for the project. And we're going to use that as the background piece in our work package.
For Food for Me, you're looking at perceptions of personalised nutrition in relation to designing business models. Can you tell us more about this work?
I think it's really about what is society thinking about personalised nutrition and possible business models. So what we try to do in Food for Me and in the work package that I'm leading, which is Work Package 1, the name of that is Business Model and Value Creation Models. What we try to do is really see what are the barriers and the opportunities that people, organizations, society, culture puts in place for people who would like to run or develop a business model in personalized nutrition. Designing business models, it's obvious that you have to start from the target, which is the consumer. But in personalized nutrition offerings, there are a lot more players involved in making those services feasible, cost-wise, economic-wise, social-wise, cultural-wise. So we need to look at the views of all these stakeholders in that field. So the work package will first gather a view on what these people really think. We will then start tiering that information into bits and pieces, actually coming to what's called a driver database. These are basically the elements that influence everything around a personalized nutrition offering. It can be things that are with regard to consumer perception. It can also be things such as government or health insurance companies influencing the economic aspects of health insurance for consumer. It can also be obviously the diagnostic part and the medical society who is involved in potentially taking information from the consumer and translating that back into a dietary advice. All these things we need to cover in this work package.
How are you planning to do this?
Actually, we're planning to do this in a sequence of steps. So as I outlined, it's first a fact-finding mission from which we build a database. The next step is then to also think about how could the future in Europe look like. Because when we're building business models for something which is, let's say, rather futuristic at this point in time, it's not this society for which we will be building the models. We have to think about the future societies. And therefore, we need to do some future scenario planning, thinking about what is the contextual environment in which these business models will have to operate. And once we have those, we can then only start thinking about what possible business models actually fit those environments. And that is really where, let's say, the conceptual thinking of what business models could be designed is starting. At the end of the project, what we will then do is take those concepts back to consumers and get a response from them. See, is this something that you like or don't like? And so at least we get some evaluation of the concepts that we have developed.
How do you see the results fitting into the Food for Me project?
It's obvious that we are interrelate with all of the other work packages in a detailed way. So as well with the people who do the consumer perception work, who are developing the technology for personalized nutrition offerings, the intervention work that actually will give some feedback on what kind of offering actually works better or not, and also the legal and ethical aspects. So work package one is very much an integrating package for the entire project. So I think we have engaged ourselves to be in that central role, and we hope that we can make that.
What do you hope will be the impact of your work to personalize nutrition in the future?
One always hopes that the research project will have far-reaching consequences. We do know that in the field of personalized nutrition, this is not going to be a very simple task. It's a very complex world. We hope that by integrating a lot of these elements into this project, and at least coming to the point to think how you can actually organize, present, and make a service effective for the consumer and for society, we hope that, let's say, the outcomes of the research will help people to make a little bit better decisions about how to set up a business to do this, and also to see what people could be allies or potential critics of those services. So personally, my interest in doing this type of work for Food for Me is really because I'm not sure whether personalized nutrition will have a big impact, but if it can have an impact on a major problem that society is dealing with, I'll be very happy.
Food for Me, an integrated analysis of opportunities and challenges for personalized nutrition.